Penrod. That's after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The search resumes this morning for four soldiers from Fort Hood still missing after an accident yesterday during a flash flood that left at least five other soldiers dead.
The search will continue this morning for the remaining four, although more rain expected here in the area, which would obviously complicate search and rescue efforts as that process continues, but it has already been some time. This accident happened just around midday yesterday, and they weren't able to find all of the bodies yesterday, so that search will continue, complicated by the fact that probably more rain is expected to fall on this area. Flash flooding, a major concern.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Metro's new normal starts tomorrow and is expected to last for the next 10 months. But it may also have a much longer-term impact on the way the D.C. region gets around.
This isn't the hard part. The hard part will be winning customers back once this is all over.
I'm afraid there will be a numbness that gets associated with this, and people will become somewhat numb to the disruptions and the workarounds.
Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinegar says commuters might get used to their new alternative and might never come back to Metro. But even more concerning, he says, is the effect this might have on tourism.
The concern associated with tourists and people coming into the district and the Greater Washington region overall, yep, there's got to be some very strong messaging.
He says that messaging needs to emphasize improvement, not problems. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe mistakenly restored voting rights to some felons who should not have gotten them back, says the Washington Post. Those who were included in McAuliffe's executive order, according to the paper, included a few violent felons, even some who are still in prison. Officials say, though, the error has now been corrected. More heat than light from speeches by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Making Donald Trump our commander-in-chief would be a historic mistake, and it would undo so much of the work that Republicans and Democrats alike have done.
Trump spoke a few hours later.
When you watched her today, she does not look presidential, that I can tell you. She does not. This is not a president.
California's primary is coming up on Tuesday. A D.C. plan to improve the timing of traffic signals is moving closer to completion starting today.
District crews will be getting to work to retime those traffic signals at nearly 400 new intersections. Leif Dormjo is the director for DDOT.
We allow them to get into the crosswalk before motorists are given a turn signal.
It's also a huge deal for public transportation at a time when Metro's undergoing a year-long repair effort. This summer, there will be a link between that light and some Metro buses.
There's a connection between the onboard unit of a bus and the actual signal so that buses can get more green time.
DDOT hopes to finish all city traffic lights by 2017. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fewer people are getting caught illegally riding ATVs on D.C. streets, thanks apparently to a well-publicized crackdown.
D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says since officers put out photos of people riding illegal ATVs to the public back in April, many have stopped and others have been arrested.
25 total warrants, and we have 26 arrests.
Lanier says officers have also been able to confiscate bikes and three-wheelers.
Most of them are either stolen or unidentifiable because all identifying information has been scrubbed.
And she says overall the streets have been quieter and hopes it stays that way. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,839, the Nasdaq at 49,71. Sports, the Nats were idle. They're in Cincinnati tonight. The O's pound the Red Sox. NBA Finals. Game 1 goes to Golden State. WNBA, the Mystics take on Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news. The inside story. Traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any close friends?
I'm happy to say that we do, sir.
Yes.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day, and I'm inclined to believe him.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said his secret was to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a very wise friend.
That's why I called you here. I've been listening to your radio ads.
Yep, he's been listening.
All you have to do is point.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
This feels as good as he said it would. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready to be happy,
really happy,
all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go, starting first Maryland topside from College Park and around to Georgia Avenue. 95 South heavy to merge on. In through White Oak, southbound on 29. It's just been the volume delays. And also southbound 29 past Cherry Hill Road slowing. But crews say, nope, not working anything in that area. Also seeing some foggy conditions there. 270. Once you get through the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown, pretty decent shape beyond in through Germantown and Gaithersburg. 66, we're still bunched up trying to get in through Centerville, but incident to the shoulder. Getting in through town off of DC 295 South, slows toward East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, but nothing along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An approaching cold front will increase our chance for showers and storms here through the weekend. Mostly cloudy and warm today, with scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms. High 83. More showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 70 in Hyattsville, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The timing of the Olympics is a perfect storm for the Rio organizers. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
630.
It's 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 7:45, Ben Penrod of AwesomeCon to talk about the gathering of superheroes and comic book geeks in town. At 8:15, and I say that lovingly, 8:15 brings us DC Councilmember Jack Evans talk about the metro disaster about to happen and also about minimum wage in the district. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line now, former Virginia Congressman Tom Davis. He's a good friend of this program. And look, he's got a thing going on there in his old congressional district. They're looking for a Republican to run against Jerry Connolly. And they're in the process of doing that now. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
I mean, so are you having trouble finding somebody who wants to go up against Gerald Connolly? How can that be?
It's the nature of the district. The legislature has just carved this district up now, just making so it's very difficult to elect a Republican.
And so what's going on now, and how's this process advancing itself?
Well, so you got to find, does somebody credible want to spend their summer and fall running a race that they're just very unlikely to win? We had a good candidate 2 years ago, Suzanne Schulte, and she ran in the low 40s in a very Republican year with a wind at her back. But these districts now are so gerrymandered, Brian, I'd say 80% of the House districts, you know what party's going to win in November. November's nothing more than a constitutional formality. The race is the primary. And in Virginia, they've carved these districts up in such a way that the 11th and the 8th are just very solidly Democratic.
So that sounds like just sort of throwing up your hands and giving up, not you personally, but the Republican Party, just giving up, saying, there's no point. I mean, are the Democrats doing the same in these solidly Republican districts?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We're finding in a lot of districts around the country, they're just not running candidates, or if they run somebody, it's token. They don't give them any money.
Is there a solution? I mean, we hear this in Maryland, too, where I think the gerrymandering districts are even worse. I mean, you've got one district there that looks like an octopus. And this is obviously not what the founders meant by our representative democracy. When is push going to come to shove here where we actually have some reform in how these districts are drawn?
Well, the irony is you have some states where you have commissions. But in those states, it's been initiative and referendum. It's the politicians that benefit from this are never, never going to change the system because they're the beneficiaries.
All right. Well, I mean, if that includes Republicans as well, right?
Oh, yeah, they're all. I mean, survival's the number one rule in politics.
Yeah.
So they're not going to happen. Now, the courts have gotten into it a little bit, but they're just very reluctant to enter the political thicket on something like this. And the voters don't care. Look, in Maryland, the districts that you see out there that look like Picasso drew them, Picasso were alive today, he wouldn't need to go through his blue period to get his artistic fulfillment. He could just draw congressional districts.
Yeah. Not very cubist out there at all. Yeah.
Exactly. But anyway, my point is, in Maryland, that they get the went around with the districts. Democratic Party put on the sample ballot. People didn't read the question. So, yeah, this is a scam, but it's been going on for a long time, and it's led to the polarization in politics. Because members care, only care about their primary elections. General election is, it don't matter.
As a shrewd observer of the political process, I need to get you to weigh in on a couple of things going on. And there's a story breaking this morning. It's in the Washington Post that talks about how in the rush to give voting rights to felons who have served their time and have returned to society after doing their time, they have apparently restored the voting rights of people who are murderers, sexual offenders, and even people who are still in jail in Virginia. Do you have any thoughts about that process and the political nature of it?
Well, look, I think the governor was making a statement on felons. As you know, the Democratic Party is a linear group of different categories, and this was, I think, basically looking at minority voters who would be enfranchised by this. I'm not as bothered by their voting as I am by the fact that these folks now serve on juries. So you're going to be up for murder, and you may be sitting there, a guy in the jury who's been convicted of murder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a broad brush approach. I understand what he's trying to do. I don't have a philosophical argument against people once they have paid their debt to society, trying to bring them back in. In a blanket way like this, you're going to get these kind of embarrassing results.
Well, I just want some clarity here. When you say you understand what he's trying to do, do you mean you understand he's trying to give access to people who have made mistakes in their past and paid their debt to society, or do you understand that he's trying to stack the deck for Hillary Clinton in Virginia?
I think you can put them both in that category.
Okay.
Metro is going to be going through its meltdown phase, and they're going to try to fix it starting this weekend. The Metro is seems to be, you know, it used to be really a thing of beauty, a really wonderful facility. It's gone through so much trouble, and it looks like it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Any thoughts?
Well, that's right. Look, a couple things. They're going to need money, but nobody's going to give them money until they reform the way they do stuff. The Bible say you don't pour new wine into old wine sacks. They need a transfusion of leadership there. I like this new guy, Wiedenfeld. I think he's on the right track of this. But the Metro Board and some of the rules have got to be rewritten. And it's going to look, you're going to make both parties uncomfortable with this. Because at the end of the day, you're going to need more money at the end of the day. And at the same time, you're going to have to change some of the union rules and some other things going on. Make it impossible to fire people.
Well, you were on the WMATA board, weren't you?
No, I was on the airports board.
Specific to the Silver Line.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We built it, but we didn't control it after we built it.
But tell me a little bit about the pitfalls that you saw when you were dealing with these entities. They're not that different, and you had to deal with the Metro Board. I mean, what is really standing in the way of efficiency and getting this thing to run like a private business would?
Well, because I think your board members there are very provincial, and I think Jack Evans is trying to do the right thing. He's new on this, really can't pin it on Jack. But I would say what happens is you end up putting politicians on these boards who care more about their local Metro stop and less about the system, and they're afraid to make the tough kind of decisions that a business would make. And regionally, you have different cultures. Maryland and D.C. are very union cultures. They're really into, they look at Metro kind of as a hiring program, a jobs corps. The Virginia folks just don't want to give it the money. They're reluctant. So you have these cultural clashes on these boards, and the end result is nobody's looking out for the good of the system per se unless it fits within their ideological bent. I think you need to put professionals on that board, professional managers.
But you make a great, I love the way you put that. When they get on this board, they look at this as a jobs program, not as a way to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to transport people via Metro in the safest and most efficient way possible. That goes to the wayside. It's more about feathering the beds of their constituents.
That's right, because they're elected folks. Now, Maryland has some pros on it. Virginia, the governor's gone that direction a little bit, but you have to change the compact or at least state law in Virginia to allow to take some of these local people off and allow professionals to get on there. Look, these boards are as good as the people you put on them. I don't say they're bad people.
I understand.
I'm saying they haven't done a very good job of managing the system because they're too provincial.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
Former Congressman Tom Davis from Virginia, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Always good to talk to you. Thanks. Bye.
7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, delays right as you come up toward 210, almost back near St. Barnabas Road. Yes, I know it's slow, but slightly better than normal. 210, just the volume pushing up through to the Beltway. Nothing on Route 4, Route 5 of the Beltway has been quiet. Top side, though, we are jammed from 95 and around to George Avenue. Two incidents out of the way. South on 29, a bit of volume leaving Burtonsville down to that light at Greencastle Road, a bit sluggish and through White Oak and heading down toward Four Corners. 270, once you head through Urbana and Hyattstown, the delays beginning back near the Monocacy, you're much better through Clarksburg and Gaithersburg. 66, the crash eastbound in Centerville, that had been moved over to the shoulder. Silver Line, residual delays from an earlier switch problem at West Falls Church. Metro Rail says that's been fixed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to have a mix of clouds and scattered showers today and maybe even some thunderstorms as the day develops, mostly in the afternoon hours, high of 83 degrees. And then tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, and then overnight fog developing, low of 69. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 85 degrees. And then Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, maybe even severe thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Once we hit Monday, though, we're looking at sunny skies, no rain, and highs in the mid-80s. But it'll be Mondays. So what good does it do you? Right now, 72 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
The mellifluous sounds of the very bizarre Minecraft soundtrack that plays in the background while you are building really cool things with your kid. What kid doesn't like playing Minecraft? What dad doesn't like sitting down and playing Minecraft with their kid? You know, I play Minecraft with my kid from across the country.
Really?
That's the cool thing about this.
Yeah.
Christian dials up there over in California, and I'm here in D.C., and we're playing Minecraft, and we're building things, and you can make your own character, you know, in Minecraft.
Yeah.
You can set him up, and you can change his clothes and get different armor for him and build different and craft things for him, and it's really cool. So imagine what it'll be like when you're playing with your kid, playing Minecraft, and when you take your character and you start, you know, building him out and customizing him and giving him armor, that it asks you, well, what gender identity would you like your character to be?
Oh, no, are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
It's going to become that.
Well, I'm not specifically saying Minecraft is doing that, but The Sims is doing it. The Sims, which is sort of like a somewhat older version of what you do in Minecraft. You don't build and craft things in quite the same way.
You build a city, right.
You build a city and a life, and you have a person, and you make them go through all these various things, and it's like kind of, if you're sadistic, it's kind of fun to show, you know, make them starve and stuff. Or you can make them go, you know, weeks without bathing and everyone shuns them. It's really fun, actually. Anyway, The Sims 4 is now removing gender boundaries because we're all bounded by our gender, aren't we?
What does that actually mean?
It means that if you have a quote-unquote male character, you won't be restricted by having that person just wear male clothing.
You could have a guy with a beard in a dress.
Or a woman with stubble in dungarees, as it were, and other things. There used to be restricted specific clothing, hairstyles, and other aesthetic options for the male or female characters.
But they've taken those boundaries
Not anymore.
There are no boundaries.
Can I just point out that it's been 1 year since Caitlyn Jenner was introduced to the world on the cover of Vanity Fair, and boy, oh boy, imagine, you know, everybody, and see what you just did there, the sigh, and like, I don't care about this Caitlyn Jenner thing, and, you know, get out of my business, I don't care, if you want to do that, keep it to yourself, but why do I... Here's why we needed to care over the last year about Caitlyn Jenner. Because now it's the federal law that anyone can go into your bathroom while your kid is in it at school or in the locker room. And in pop culture, we've got video games now saying, hey, you can be whatever you want. Put out whatever you want. don't shrug and ignore what's happening in the pop culture and not have your voice be heard about it.
Well, you're right.
And
about
just
that,
say
yeah.
it doesn't matter, because this is what happens when you don't have your voice heard.
No, it's I'm getting just weary. I mean, I'm just weary of the day in, day out, the stories that keep coming across that have something to do with your right to be transgendered and be any sex you want to be.
You may be tired of it, but those with an agenda are tireless in pushing it. Mm-hmm. So that's why it must be discussed and you must point it out. All right. By the way, as we're talking about video games, mm-hmm. this is going to freak you out. Mm-hmm. 1 in 3 Americans over 50 years old play video games on a regular basis.
Wow.
1 in 3 Americans over 50. Basically, AARP is going to have to start providing discounts, you know, for Xbox One, for an Xbox Gold membership and
well,
stuff.
I might actually open one of those envelopes then.
Gen X is turning 50, and millennials are right now getting raised in very tech-centric families, mm-hmm. according to this write-up. And it's true. I am not in my 50s, but I play video games on a regular basis.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I love it. And it makes sense. I remember as a young kid playing with my friend Tom Norwood's Atari game.
Right.
He had that thing, I can't remember, Pitfall, I think it was called, where you're like an Indiana Jones character and mm-hmm. you're jumping over the little ponds with a vine in the jungle. It was awesome. It was 64-bit and everybody was like, had blockheads and everything. But you know, that's I was doing that when I was a kid, now I'm still doing it.
Is it that grandpa is now taking a video game so they can play with their grandkids, or is it the demographic is getting older?
Oh, the demographic is getting older, for sure, but I also hope grandpa is taking it up, too, because it's a great way to play with your kids. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier, and our great executive producer, Heather Hunter, says, is it good that our kids are just so many people are wasting their time playing video games? No. How dare you?
Well, I'm with
wasting
her.
Time?
I'm with her on that.
Is it a waste of time to go to a movie?
No, not necessarily.
But what's the difference?
Well, all I'm saying...
It's entertaining. In fact, it's more stimulating to play a video game than just sit there passively watching a movie.
I would say that it's one of those things that becomes sort of addicting to some people, and they spend countless hours playing the video games.
Is it a waste of time to listen to music?
I can do other things while I listen to music.
I can do other things while I'm playing video games. In fact, I'm playing a video game right now.
I know, and we'll be talking about that in the after-show meeting.
It's 7:22 on darn it, I died. WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Hey, I want to tell you about Larry Spott, the president of Retirement Protection Solution, and his team. You know, they test portfolios on a regular basis and commonly see high-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. That's not good. You know, you get low single-digit returns on high-risk investments. That's not the way you want to do this. Now you can earn upfront income-based bonus of 10% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income-based bonus of 10% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 10% bonus along with a 10% yearly. You want to find out more about this? Pick up the phone and call my friends at Retirement Protection Solutions, 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. By the way, while you're testing your investment, go to their website and do this thing. You'll find out whether or not your strategy is currently working. Testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy in form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply, as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
You always hear people say, take control over your own health. Well, a virtual physical is the first step in achieving that goal. And that's exactly what a recent patient did. A 31-year-old woman came into virtual physical because she was having mild headaches. She was scanned, and they found a golf ball-sized tumor. She's doing okay, but only because of early detection. A virtual physical can detect things you don't know about before it's too late. A total body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, is a significant risk factor for a stroke. If you want to know what's happening with your health, the virtual physical body scan is just what you need. As we all know, early detection gives you a better chance for successful treatment. So be your own health advocate. Call today. Tell them you listen to WMAL and you'll get $150 off your total body scan. So call now. 301-984-9009 to schedule your appointment. That's 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital. Like Inova Children's Hospital, it takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
7:25, now WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, and good news for commuters getting into Gainesville. The earlier crash on 29 as you approach Bent Hill Road cleared, as are the delays. So smooth sailing. Once on 66, though, the morning rush hour volume as expected through Manassas toward Centerville. Had the earlier crash before 29 Centerville. Everything had been cleared over to the shoulder. Beltway now jamming up through Annandale. And as you merge off of the toll road onto that inner loop approaching the Georgetown Pike, just the volume. I don't have anything reported in the way there. 395, once you get through Landmark, pretty decent shape until you cross the 14th Street Bridge. Off of the 11th Street Bridge on the freeway, heavy into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. That's just slow the entire stretch. Heading out to that light at New York Avenue. DC 295, the volume with us. The Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road and topside of the Beltway. College Park to Silver Spring. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCenter.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. 69 tonight. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Still 72 degrees here at 727.
You're listening to the sound of what happened outside a convention center in San Jose, California last night as Donald Trump supporters were mobbed and assaulted by protesters after the rally. I mean, this was an ugly, ugly event. People were egged. People had bottles thrown at them. People were hurt and injured. People had their hats taken off. They said, you know, make America great again. You know, they had their hats taken off and set on fire. The protesters were burning the American flag, and I got to ask the question. I keep looking at this, and I keep wondering. There is nothing more precious in America than political free speech and our First Amendment rights. And these people are trying to intimidate people who want to go and hear political speech in a Donald Trump rally. Where's the Justice Department in this? Isn't that a violation of their civil rights? Why? I mean, can you imagine if this happened outside a Hillary rally and it was Donald Trump supporters who were causing all this kind of problem? Wouldn't there be an outrageous response by the media? And wouldn't the Justice Department run right in and say, we're going to investigate this?
Well, and actually, the Tea Party did protest at President Obama's appearances and at various times, and they were called racist terrorist thugs, and the IRS investigated them and kept them and still continue to keep those Tea Party groups from getting their tax-free status. So, yeah, there's the answer to your rhetorical question.
Let me tell you something that I know as a reporter who's been in situations like this. These things don't come out of thin air. This is generated by somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody is supporting these people and encouraging them to do that and supporting them financially. Let's find out who that is.
These thugs waved Mexican flags. They chanted, "Make California Mexico Again." And after this blood and violence in his streets, the mayor of San Jose said, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
At some point, Donald Trump needs to take responsibility for the irresponsible behavior of his campaign.
What? No. That's not what this is about.
Mayor Sam Liccardo of San Jose, who supports Hillary Clinton. It's 729.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, eightplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend time with John Dessauer and his team, the nation's leading multi-unit apartments experts, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit apartments with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This seminar is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-933-9193 to secure your seat. That's 800-833-9193. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
Coming up on WMAL, Simon Cowell's a parent now, so does that mean he stinks at judging TV reality shows? We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Five soldiers from Fort Hood, Texas are dead after their troop carrier overturned in a flash flood during a training exercise yesterday. Four other soldiers are still missing. The search for them in the floodwaters continues today. Evacuations are underway in several suburban Houston neighborhoods because of the rising floodwaters.
Up to the windows. The water's just all the way up to the windows. There's cars floating down the street. Our house getting flooded. I've lived there my whole life. I don't want our house to be ruined.
And more rain is expected this weekend in southeast Texas. Hillary Clinton is painting Donald Trump as dangerous and temperamentally unfit to be president. Trump responding by blasting Clinton as not presidential and saying her speech was pathetic. All this as more violence erupted at a Trump rally in San Jose last night.
Much of the last couple weeks, if you looked at this like a heavyweight battle, it's been like the first round. A couple jabs here or there, testing out some attack lines. No more. Thursday marked a noticeable shift in this campaign. Full frontal attacks from here on out, escalating rhetoric, and the consistent reality that violence and protests will be part of this picture going forward.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Virginia state officials say they have now corrected an error that mistakenly included several violent felons on the list of those who got their voting rights back under an executive order by Governor Terry McAuliffe. The Washington Post reports even a few felons who are still in prison had their voting rights restored. The man accused in three fatal shootings in Montgomery and Prince George's counties last month has now been indicted for first-degree murder in two of those killings. 62-year-old Eulalio Tordil was indicted for the two deaths that occurred in Bethesda and Aspen Hill. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,839, the Nasdaq at 49,71. Sports after a night off, the Nats hope to extend their winning streak tonight as they open a series in Cincinnati. The O's beat the Red Sox again. NBA game one of the finals goes to Golden State. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings on the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's time to score with big savings from Long Fence. For a limited time, get 25% off all our quality products. As a family-owned and operated company with over 70 years of experience, Long Fence has provided area homeowners with all of their deck, hardscaping, and fencing needs. Financing options are available for qualified buyers. For your free estimate and to take advantage of this limited time offer of 25% off, visit longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, eightplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend time with John Dessauer and his team, the nation's leading multi-unit apartments experts, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit apartments with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This seminar is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-933-9193 to secure your seat. That's 800-833-9193. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they helped others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 out of Frederick. Watch for the backups just south of the Monocacy, and that'll continue through Urbana and down past the exit for 109. A little bit of volume starts to form in Rockville. Also seeing some volume on 370 if you're coming west off of 355 over to 270, but crews aren't working any incident, but just I would keep alert in that stretch. On Maryland, 95, south of the ICC, a heavy delay to merge onto the outer loop backups in through Silver Spring. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway now starting to see delays each direction through Laurel. George Washington Parkway has been pretty quiet, a little bit lighter than normal. We'll keep our fingers crossed there. Beltway through Annandale slowing, and then north of the toll road with the volume 66. We're still bunched up heading into Centerville from the earlier crash that had been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rather active weather pattern for us here through the weekend. Scattered mainly afternoon showers and storms. Today, 83. Chance for more showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Warrenton, 70 in Rockville, 72 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:45 this morning, we're going to be talking to Ben Penrod, who is going to tell us all about AwesomeCon. It's awesome, and it's coming, and he's going to tell us all about it at 7:45. At about 8:15 or so, we're going to talk to D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans. He's also the chairman of the Metro Board, and boy, are they got problems. At 8:35, our regular conversation with Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Why you gotta be so rude?
So American Idol is off the air now, right? And why did it tank in the ratings the last few years? I have a very firm belief that it's because Simon Cowell was no longer on the show. Let's face it, Simon Cowell, co-creator of American Idol, he was the star of that show.
Yeah.
And why did you tune in to watch American Idol with Simon Cowell? Because he would absolutely destroy
Disarray.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
Just ruthless in his insults. Here's a bit of that.
It's one of the worst groups I've ever heard in my life.
You want to come up here and sing, Simon? Because I'd like to see you face that one.
Oh, girls, you sounded like three cats being dragged up the motorway.
That's from his British show, Britain's Got Talent. But that's a little taste of it. And I love it when they actually try to argue back with Simon.
Yeah.
That's great stuff, right? And it's fantastic. And you watch it, even if you think he's being too rude, you still watch it because you want to see it. I don't know why. I can't explain why, but he was the star of the show. Yeah. Well, that brings us to, Simon Cowell is back on American television right now. Mm-hmm. He's starring as the final judge on America's Got Talent. Now, he helped create this show as well, but he's never appeared as a judge.
Right.
Well, there's a problem. The ratings were pretty awful, actually, on its debut.
You would think not.
You would think not. However, this may be why. He was giving an interview with People, and he explained how his judging style has changed and what has changed it.
Do you think becoming a dad has made you softer?
With the kid acts, 100%. But funny enough, the kid acts who came on the show, I think they're better than the adults.
Okay, but he goes on to say, being a parent, there's no question when you have a kid, it makes you feel different because you understand how you would feel if it was your son up there. And so he has changed his style and he's softened himself because he's now a parent. Now, listen, I know that changing your, when you become a parent, it changes a lot in your life.
It does.
And it changes your temperament and it changes your view of things and how you deal with kids and other people's kids. But, I want Simon Cowell to be rude and obnoxious and horrible. And so if having a kid does that, I want him to stop being a parent.
Well, I think that
that's
when,
the solution.
I think that it's just it's not a normal thing. Because when you become a parent, you know, there are things that change about your outlook in life. You start to care about things you didn't care about before. And I know that I am a much softer, more tender individual as a result of having become a dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Before
I was a kid, I was a real jerk.
Before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
That's, I think everything that, James Rosen tells me totally makes sense now.
You don't believe anything James Rosen tells you.
Your former roommate there.
But I got to tell you, I think it did change me. It made me I'm more easily moved to emotion than I was before.
Yeah.
I'm a tenderer. I have a softer side to me, I think, as a result of it. And from a societal standpoint, things that I didn't give a whit about society changing. You know, I knew what I believed and I knew how I was going to conduct my life. But now when I see things going on in America that I disagree with, I worry more about them because this is the America that my daughter is growing up in.
Huh.
So I think it does change you, and I'm not surprised.
But does that, see, now with Simon Cowell, it's affected his career, I think, in a negative way. I mean, if Simon Cowell can't be an obnoxious, disgusting, rude person, I mean, listen, he's sitting on gajillions of dollars. That's fine. But I see this as a problem. I'll tell you, as a parent, the one major change in my personality, I think, as a parent, has to do with my autistic child. Because whenever I see a kid having a tantrum in public, I don't immediately think that there's something wrong with the parents and the parents are doing something wrong and that the kid is a brat, because for all I know, that child could be acting out because of his special needs. So I wait until I get more information. And if it's not a special needs kid, then I condemn the parent. And I go right back to it. It's 7:42 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorite.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, Father's Day right around the corner, and I've got a great idea for you. Harry's limited edition shave set. It will make the perfect gift. It's cool. It feels special. It's something Dad will actually use. And by the way, I use it, and I love this product. Harry's gives me the best shave I've ever had. That's because of Harry's 5 German-crafted blades. They got a flex hinge, a lubricating strip, and here's an idea for Dad's Day. Look, the limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle. It's easy to handle when it's wet. Chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, 3 of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, which, man, I give you a smooth shave, and a travel cover, all for $40. It comes in a sleek gift box set with the option of adding custom engraving or a personalized card. And here's the deal. If you go to harrys.com right now, and because you know me, your friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson, you can get $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code BWILSON. Don't wait. Free shipping for Father's Day ends on Friday, June 3rd. Supplies are limited. Act now. Enter code BWILSON at checkout to get $5 off. Get Dad something he'll actually use this Father's Day. Go to harrys.com and use the promo code BWILSON.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig, Miss Utility. It's the law.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Let's get you to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge with the delays as we push from around 2, well, it's going to be before 210 now, from Maryland into Virginia. 295, not so bad. A little bit sluggish passing the Naval Research Lab. And then again on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Take you into Virginia where 66 is still pretty jammed out of Manassas towards Centerville. Again, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, trying to get on 606 going northbound. The crash is going to be 606 just south of the Greenway, and that's why I'm seeing delays. First of all, it started slow back near Evergreen Mills Road, and we have a couple pockets where it's starting to improve, but very heavy nonetheless. 270 south, once you get past the exit for 109, seeing those delays again into Rockville, but lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An approaching cold front will increase our chance for showers and storms here through the weekend. Mostly cloudy and warm today, with scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms. High 83. More showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees at 7:46.
Everything is awesome.
That's right. If you're driving, walking around D.C. this weekend, you happen to see a bunch of superheroes or people dressed up in Star Trek outfits, it's because AwesomeCon is here. Joining us on the line now, Ben Penrod, the founder of AwesomeCon. You know, I got to tell you, I think this is a fascinating thing. I actually have a nephew who's into this in a big way. Cosplay, works on his little costumes all year long and looks forward to events like this. This has turned into a big, big deal. Tell us about AwesomeCon.
Yeah, AwesomeCon is a fantastic celebration of all things geeky and nerdy, and it actually seems that those things are kind of becoming mainstream at this point, with the all of the big summer blockbusters being about superheroes. So I'm really, really excited about it.
I got to tell you, Ben, I went last year and I went the year before, and the growth of this thing is phenomenal. You must be out of your mind with how big AwesomeCon has gotten. This whole thing was your brainchild, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we wanted to put something together in D.C. for fans like me and my friends, and it kind of grew out of control. I mean, I feel like we have it in control. I hope so, but it grew so quickly, and we're just so happy to have so many people from the area coming in. We have tons of families, and it's just it's such an awesome event to be able to bring. You can bring your parents, you can bring your kids, you can come with a bunch of friends. We got college students coming. It's great.
And come in costume, of course.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me, what's the bigger draw? Like last year you had William Shatner and George Takei and a bunch of people from sci-fi and the comic book world. This year you've got a couple more. You got Adam West coming.
That's Adam
cool.
West.
Wow. From Batman. But is that the draw? Do people want to come and see the celebrities, or is it the really amazing floor that you've got there, the trade floor with all of the different stuff that people can buy and trade?
So the really interesting thing is we've got 50,000 people coming out to the show this weekend, and all of them have a slightly different agenda. So, so I think for a lot of people, it's the celebrities. A lot of people, it's the exhibitors and the dealers. You can buy cool comic books and T-shirts and toys. I've already done a little bit of shopping while we were setting up. And for some people, it's a mix of all of the above, or they want to go and just it's a community event. For people who may only communicate with people in this community on the internet, 362 days a year, those other 3 days a year, they can be at AwesomeCon.
Yeah, now, you, Larry mentioned Adam West, who's a big draw right there. Who are some of the other big names coming? I noticed Carl Urban is going to be there. He's in that Star Trek redo. He plays Bones, right?
The new one.
Yeah.
Yes. So Carl Urban, he's in, it seems like he's in everything these days. He'll also be in the new Thor movie that comes out next year. That they just announced that. Hmm. We've got John Barrowman, who's in Arrow, which is on the CW network.
Oh, yeah, John Barrowman. He's a British actor. Sure, he does a lot of BBC stuff, yeah. Too.
Yeah, and Peter Capaldi, who is the Doctor from Doctor Who, which I know is maybe not the most mainstream thing, but if you're into Doctor Who, this is the biggest deal of all time.
Oh, yes.
And he'll probably have the longest lines of all the whole weekend.
Oh, people are into Doctor Who, big time. We know that for sure. All right, Ben, so tell us about the off-the-beaten-path stuff. If people wanted to get to AwesomeCon, I mean, you're a fellow geek. You're into this stuff. What, yes, everyone's going to be in line for the Adam West and for the Doctor Who folks and stuff. Where would you go if you wanted sort of the obscure person or the obscure item?
Oh man, so I like to wander the artist alley, which is our area where we've got artists who are selling, they're not, dealers selling, merchandise, they're people who are selling artwork that they created. And I always like to find somebody that I haven't ever seen before and find something that really catches my eye.
Yeah.
And is a really unique piece of art or something and that's, that's usually what I go home with, is something that I'm not expecting to buy from the artist alley.
All right, Ben, we'll see you out there. Actually, it's funny you should say that. Last year, my kids, when they were little, they loved Lilo and Stitch. But now Stitch has had this resurgence.
Right.
And there was some fan art of Stitch, this very cool ink drawing of Stitch and sort of like a contemplative look. And I bought that for my daughters. They loved it. So there really is something for everything.
It kicks off today at the Washington Convention Center. Thanks a lot for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Ben Penrod with AwesomeCon.
It's 7:51.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Look at the calendar, folks. It's June 3rd. That means you've got graduation parties coming up, end of school year parties. You got your Father's Day celebration coming up. You got to make sure the house looks good. Don't be embarrassed when people come over and see the dirt, the mud, the traffic marks, and maybe even smell bad odors from the pet or maybe some food stains in your carpet. You don't need to get rid of your carpets. You don't need new carpets. You need Zero Res. I used Zero Res, and they made my carpets fantastic. Made them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh. And they'll do the same for you for only $39 a room. $39. I'll get more to that in a minute. But first, I want to tell you how great Zero Res is. There are lots of cleaning companies out there, okay? But no one cleans like Zero Res. All their work is guaranteed. It's a family-owned company. And if you're a pet owner or allergy sufferer, you know how much dander and pollen is hidden in your carpet and in the pad. Only Zero Res can get it all out of there and get you breathing easily. All right, here's the special. Larry O'Connor WMAL special. It's for a limited time. They're going to clean your rooms for $39. $39 a room. That's amazing. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
7:53. Now let's check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report. Here's Chuck Camlin.
And good morning and happy Friday. Wall Street is waiting for a jobs report, not Godot.
Godot never showed up. The jobs report will in about a half hour. 160,000 new hires are expected. The unemployment rate at 5%. That will determine where stocks head today. It will also influence when the Federal Reserve might raise interest rates. Tribune Publishing has elected a new board and changed its name to TRONC. Some pronounce it Tronic. That's an acronym for Tribune Online Content. That's so owner Michael Farrow can stop USA Today's owner Gannett from buying the Tribune. Walmart will test delivering groceries to customers using Uber and Lyft drivers. The program kicks off next 2 weeks in Denver and Phoenix. Walmart's also testing using drones to move packages around its warehouses so it can better compete with Amazon. And Samsung's taking on Fitbit, coming out with its own fitness tracker called Gear Fit 2. The wearable costs less, but won't sync with iPhones like the Fitbits do. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Only on WMAL will you get a business report related to Samuel Beckett and great theater. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Chuck. That was fantastic. 754.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, it's 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Here we go with that stop and go. No sun glare this morning, unfortunately, with the sun. But we take you on to 606. First of all, had delays, and we're still a bit below speed here. In fact, we backed up near 50 on 606 northbound to head past Evergreen Mills Road. Had an earlier incident that was in the northbound direction. Now, as you're coming out of Sterling, taking 606, if you head past the Greenway and going southbound near Commerce Street, that's where we have a new accident and temporarily stopping all lanes. Everyone's slow in each direction, 606, just south of the Dulles Greenway. Toll roads in good shape through Herndon and Reston, no troubles. Beltway across the Legion Bridge, Interloop slowing, topside heavy College Park to Silver Spring. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough, something much more life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and warm today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 degrees at 7:57.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511, 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1014 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1014. 800-300-1014.
Coming up on WMAO.
He's a member of the D.C. Council. He's chairman of the Metro Board. He's Jack Evans. He'll join us in the next hour.
And Brett Baer from Fox News Channel to wrap up a crazy week in politics and preview next week's big California primary.